getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
I'm Phil McCallum, and I'm the pastor at Evergreen Church in Bothell. You may have seen our Christmas lights. Did you know that over 1,100 people are moving every week into Seattle? We're America's fastest growing city. It's been going on for over 7 years. No wonder why we have so many traffic jams. Even churches are in flux. I was reading something from Rick Warren. He says 15% of Americans move every year, so pastors are preaching to a parade. All that change can just make your head spin. And it's really tough to let go of friends. It's even harder to make new ones. We think of life as comings and goings. But what would happen if we switched those words around? Not comings and goings, but rather goings and comings. Life is all about anticipating new relationships. There's a chapter in the Bible that helps me as I accept changes in friendships. You may have actually skipped over this chapter. It's Romans chapter 16. It's kind of like the contacts list in your cell phone. It has 9 women, 28 men. There's 37 names in all. But it's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible because Paul's on his way to a new city called Rome into a new church he's never met before. But he's not sad about leaving what's behind. He's anticipating the future. And he starts with a simple sentence. Romans 16:1, it says, I commend to you. He's anticipating new friends. It's like Paul saying, hang on, I'm coming. I can't wait to see you. I'm up for the journey. I'm down for new friendships. Maybe you're new to Seattle. Maybe you say goodbye to some old friends somewhere else. What should you do? I like the language of Facebook. It's given us some new words and maybe some new meanings to some old words. I think the first thing we need to do that Paul tells us is to friend new people that God brings into your life. In the Bible, there's a pattern from the beginning to the end that when God wants to do something new with a person, he first takes them on a journey, and then he introduces them to new people. God works that way in our lives today. He takes us to new places and new faces to influence our life. So we need to choose carefully who influences our life. We need a friend with care. Paul makes a long list of the kinds of people we should allow to influence our lives. There are 37 names. I won't go through all of them, but on there are men and women. There are people who serve, who stick it out, who take risks. There are people who open doors. There are people who are first responders. They're hard workers, proven people. They're spiritual dads, spiritual moms. When you go through the list, you get this feeling there are some people we need to add into our lives. I like at the end of the list, there are these 6 friends that Paul has. They're like Paul's workout crew, if you know anything about CrossFit. They've done life together. Over the last 8 years, I've prayed once a month on the first Wednesday of the month, 5:30 in the morning, dark and early, with 30 different friends. We pray and then we eat together. I just couldn't do life without them. Where does a person find friends like that? In church. Church is a community of friends we just couldn't do life without. Do you have a crew? You know, you really need one. We need to friend people. We also need to unfriend some people who shouldn't influence our lives anymore. Paul says, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine you have been taught. Avoid them. That's in verse 17. Not every person's good for us. There are people who can hurt us. Paul says there's some people who divide groups. You know, if there's a person who won't be your friend unless you dislike the people they dislike, they shouldn't be your friend. Unfriend them. There are some people who create obstacles between people. These are people who are all about rules about who's good enough and not good enough to be accepted into their club. Again, Paul says, be careful, unfriend those kinds of people. We can make Seattle a better place to live, a lot warmer, with one simple choice, and that is to befriend people who need our friendship. One of the greatest gifts that you can give is the gift of friendship. If you're going to enter into a new season, God will send new friends into your life. Paul says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. That's plural, together. And the grace of our Lord Jesus will be with you. Again, it's plural. There is a great new season in our city, and we need to receive the grace God's giving to us with thousands of new people. There are goings and there are comings. And it's time to friend. It's time to find a good church. It's time to let go of people who've hurt you in the past. And remember, there are other people who are lonely. They need you, so be a friend. Let's pray. Father, it's easy for us to quickly turn in our prayers to people we would like to have as friends or maybe dealing with issues that are painful. But first, I want to bring to you the people who need our friendship. Help us to be a friend. And then, Father, help us to forgive and release relationships we need to let go of, and then to embrace fresh new faces you put in our lives. do good things in our city through our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Phil McCallum from Evergreen Church. You can visit us online, evergreenchurch.tv.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.